If you or someone you love struggles with a gambling addiction, please call 1-800-GAMBLER today. And please, gamble responsibly. Hello, everyone, and welcome into another episode of Sports Betting by Dummies. I'm your host, Patty Parlays, and with me as always is Diz. Diz, how's your weekend, buddy?
It was great. Bouncing back a little bit. Votto was inches away from 8 home runs in a row. I know you heard off that one, but yeah, we're doing good. Feeling great.
Yeah, that Votto near miss. I mean, that was unfortunate, but you know, it is what it is. But Votto was inches from a dinger, and that is our topic of the day: dinger prop bets. Now, these usually have great odds, but of course that means they are generally harder to hit. You rarely see any odds on these like better than plus 200 or worse than 200, plus 200. I always get better or worse mixed up, but I think it's worse than plus 200.
I think you're right.
The easiest way to go about it sometimes is just to take someone who is hot and just bet them regardless of the situation. We mentioned Votto earlier. That's what I did. So Votto hit a home run in 7 straight games. And so I caught on to this about 4 games into the streak. So for 3 games in a row, I just blindly bet Joey Votto to hit a home run. He hit it, so I cashed the bet. And I was inches away from cashing it a 4th straight time. But, you know, it is what it is. Or, for example, Kyle Schwarber. Kyle Schwarber hit, like, 12 home runs in 10-game streak earlier this season. So sometimes when people are just hitting homers in consecutive games, sometimes you can just get away with just betting them blindly.
Hey, is this something that – is this something – sorry to cut you off. Did you do any of this before, like, Spider Tack got banned?
Not really. I mean, the Spider Tack didn't really have anything to do with it. I mean, Schwarber was hitting these bombs when Spider Tack was still here.
Have the odds gotten worse since Spider Tack removal?
I don't believe so. But again, I didn't follow closely enough to answer that.
Gotcha.
But, I mean, there's definitely been more dingers since the removal of Spider Tack, so you love that. So, Diz, before I go into my process on picking my dinger props, do you have anything you want to talk about, like, if you ever do dinger props or if you do any research or anything like that?
I have rarely done a dinger prop. I've done dinger props before, and every time I've done them, it's been at a Major League Baseball game that I was at.
Okay.
Whenever I'm at an MLB game, I like to throw a couple props down, just something to root for. And I've never hit one, so I rarely take them, especially on games I'm not going to watch. But, like, if there's a Reds game that I'm going to watch entirely through or I'm going to watch most of it, you know, maybe I'll take a dinger prop going forward. But that's just – that's – for me personally, that's something that I want to be watching. If – you know, obviously if I get great value, I'll consider it. But if I'm not watching it, I don't think it's – that's a bet that I want to watch personally, but – if there's good value, go for it.
Yeah. So I'll go through my kind of process. And just recently have I started like having this process and kind of going deeper into the dinger prop. Because like I do with most bets, I like to have some stats, some numbers to back up my bets. And so the first thing I look at is home runs per 9 giving up by the starting pitcher. You know, these pitchers... The starting pitchers is the pitcher more than likely they'll see the most of in the game. And you know the starting pitcher ahead of time. So you know these batters are going to get, you know, in a normal game, 2, maybe 3 at-bats versus these starting pitchers. So some examples for today. Eli Morgan of the Indians has a 3.16 home runs given up per 9 innings, which is one of the highest I have ever seen. And sure enough, he has given up a home run in the game today already. I think they're in like the 8th inning, but still, he gave up a dinger. Jorge Lopez of the Orioles has a 1.5, and Michael Wacha of the Rays has a 1.77. And a general rule of thumb that I look for when picking a pitcher to go up against is I generally try to pick a starter who has over a one given an average of one given up home run per nine innings pitched. Another thing to keep in mind when looking at the home runs per nine innings is you have to keep an eye on the number of innings pitched, obviously. For example, Michael Wacha has 71 innings pitched compared to Eli Morgan, who has 31. So obviously, the more innings that are pitched, the more accurate a number you have.
Like, as in, like the sample size is bigger, so that number is more accurate?
Exactly. So the higher innings pitched you have, the the innings pitched is the bottom number basically of your formula, essentially, yeah. Right? So the more innings pitched you have a bigger sample size, and the number will, you know, get closer to the mean or what it actually should be.
Yeah, I feel you.
The next thing I look at is weather. You know, a lot of times people don't look at the weather, but I'm a big weather guy. So I'm looking for, you know, wind blowing out of 10 miles per hour or more. If it's like 8, I might factor that in a little bit. But in today's games, there were no weather factors. Most of the games tonight are in a dome setting. So that doesn't, the weather won't have any effect either way.
Sorry, on that point, do you just go around and look at the weather of all of these cities?
Yes, I do. Absolutely.
What direction their ballpark faces?
Yes. So if you go to rotowire.com, I go to them for a lot of basketball starting lineups, but they actually will give you the weather report for every single game of the day. And so it'll say what the chance of rain is. So it'll tell you if the game's going to get canceled or not, more than likely. And then it'll also tell you the wind miles per hour and the direction it's blowing. If it's blowing out, if it's blowing in, if it's blowing left to right, anything like that.
Interesting.
And so I utilize that because sometimes, you know, you just get a game where the wind's blowing 15 miles per hour out and you know there's going to be dingers all over the place. Other times...
You ever take over-unders with that stat? With those
absolutely.
Numbers?
Yeah. Absolutely. 100%.
What's the site called?
RotoWire, RotoWire.com. And then I believe it's just called, it's just called the MLB Weather Report.
Oh, yeah.
And so it'll tell you, hey, there's... These games fall into the possible delay rainout or likely delay rainout. And then if you scroll down, you can see... when the games start, and then it'll give you a little weather forecast. So, for example, the Indians Blue Jays game, it's in a dome stadium, so there's no delay or rain. But the Orioles Yankees, there's a 0% chance of rain, but the wind is 5 miles per hour to the west, so it's not in, it's not out, it's just left to right. So, no real factor there. So yeah, that's one thing I look at. And then finally, once I have chosen the starting pitcher that I'm going against, I wait for the starting lineup to be released, and then I look at the batter stats against that pitcher. Now, most people just straight up look at home runs that the person has hit against the pitcher, which is fine. And sometimes that'll be your best bet, and sometimes that'll be the one that hits. But I prefer to... look for someone who has a great average, not necessarily the most home runs. And I'll give you an example here, Diz. So if someone is batting 500 with one home run against the pitcher, and then someone else is batting 200 with three home runs, I'm choosing the guy that's batting 500 and only has one home run. Does that make sense, Diz?
Yeah, but why?
Because, you know... If someone strikes out a lot but then hits a lot of home runs, that's fine. But I'm looking for someone that just can see this pitcher well, right? He may not be hitting a home run every time, but he, you know, is hitting singles or doubles, hitting this guy every time he throws something at him. And also, you know, everyone's just going to be looking at just the home runs that are hit against this pitcher, and that you're going to get the worst odds on that. Diz, do you remember who I said that would hit a home run on Saturday?
Yes, I do. Hold on. Didn't he pull through for you in the eighth or something?
He did.
Shit, I can't remember his name.
Mike Yastrzemski from the Giants.
Oh, yeah, yeah. How do I forget that name?
He did not have the most home runs against the pitcher, but he had great average against the pitcher, and he had, like, one home run. But, you know, sometimes it's not always just looking at the you know, homers. You know, if the guy's getting on base, he's hitting the pitcher well, he sees the pitch as well. Just because it's not going out of the ballpark every time. Like, if someone's like 1 for 10 with one home run, I'm not going to pick that guy over someone who's 4 for 9 with two home or with like a home run, right?
Yeah, that makes sense.
So, and then after all that, you know, you can sit back, watch the game, and hope your guy hits a dinger.
Hell yeah.
And a little bit of a tease, but I have a best bet tonight that is a dinger prop. So you're going to have to hold on for that one.
Oh.
Do you have a dinger prop for tonight, Diz, or do you have a best bet that's dinger prop or anything?
I got no dinger props.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Dinger, I just wanted to check before we moved on.
Dinger, I just met her.
Yep, knew that one was coming. It was only a matter of time. But, all right, before we get on to reviewing our best bets from Friday, I do have a little bit of a, what's the word called? A, omission or an error from Friday's episode. So Friday was Celeb Bet Friday, but I thought we didn't have any celeb bets, but it turns out that Disher had a celeb bet and it won. So he is being credited with the win and he is now up 0.55 units in the celeb bet contest. So, It was a Olympic event that I thought was going on Thursday, but that was like the semifinals or something. The finals was happening after Friday, and it happened, and his guy won. And I know Disher really wanted to hear me try to pronounce the winner's name, so here I go. It was in the 3,000-meter steeplechase. The winner, and Disher's bet, was Soufiane El Bakkali. I am sure I nailed that. But huge shout out to Disher for that. Great pick there. He even told me he doubled down at one point when his odds were even worse before the race started. So he made a good chicken change on the steeplechase. So that's that. Let's review our best bets from Friday. Diz, do you know how your best bets did on Friday?
I'm in the dead spot. I don't know if you can hear me.
I can hear you, and that's unfortunate because I mixed everything up and decided to go to you first. But
You go first. You go first. I'll be out of it after you're done.
Okay. Well, I went 2-1 on Friday. Kind of a bounce back there. We're both getting back on track. I told you guys my boy Matt freaking Harvey may have found it, and that was one of the ones that came home for me. So I was real happy about Matt Harvey. But yeah, so went 2-1, gained some traction back in the best bets competition. Diz, how did you do on Friday?
I went 2-1 as well, 1-1 on the NRSIs, which going 1-1 on NRSI doesn't help you very much in the best bet competition because the odds are like super not great. I mean, like, they are great is what I mean. So all right there, but then I hit my martingales are just my move. I didn't find any tonight, unfortunately, but 2-1.
All right, and so after Friday in our best bets competition, I am down 1.54 units and Diz is down 3.62 units, but we both kind of bounced back there a little bit, and hopefully we'll get back to the positive side before too long. And to be honest, if my dinger prop tonight hits, I think I'm back to positive. So, all right, Diz, let's get into our best bets of the night. My first one is in the MLB, and like I said, it is a dinger prop. I am going with Aaron Judge to hit a home run tonight.
Nice.
So, like I said, Jorge Lopez, who's going for the Orioles, has a 1.5. home run per nine innings allowed. I have some more stats on Jorge Lopez because that's also involved in my second best bet, but I'll get there shortly. But Aaron Judge off Jorge Lopez, in his career, he is 3-for-3 with 2 home runs. So, I mean, it's just hard to go against Judge in this one, and I'm getting him at plus 240 odds. So you may want to jump on there with me.
Good number, good value.
My second best bet, we're going back to that same game. We're going New York Yankees in Baltimore, first 5 over 5.5 runs. So like I said, the Orioles are pitching right-hander Jorge Lopez. He has a 6.19 ERA on the season with a 5.31 expected. He actually has a 6.52 ERA away from home. And then on top of that, he's also started 3 games against the Yankees this season, and he has a 8.44 ERA in those games. So that helps with my Judge stat even more. I think the Yankees just mash Jorge Lopez. I think Judge is going to send one out tonight. The Yankees are actually pitching newly acquired lefty Andrew Haney. They acquired them from the Angels in the trade deadline. He has a 5.27 ERA with a 4.22 expected, but he has a 5.57 ERA at home. But again, granted, it was from his previous team. So Andrew Haney is kind of a question mark tonight, but I think the Yankees could get to that 5.5 number on their own. Baltimore is actually 4th in the league in scoring runs versus left-handed pitchers, which Andrew Haney is. And the Yankees are actually 24th in the league, but I'm not worried about that. So I like the New York Yankees in Baltimore first 5 over 5.5 tonight.
Love it.
And then my final best bet for the night tonight, we're going to the Olympics, and we're going with Slovenia minus 14 versus Germany. The only player I know and you need to know on Slovenia is Luka Doncic. Slovenia went undefeated in group play. They're playing really good basketball. And in an interview, they asked Luka if he would rather win an NBA championship or win gold for his country, and he said win gold. So he's all the way in here. He is all the way in. He is doing this for his country, unlike anyone on any other team. He's going to deliver a crushing blow tonight. He's going to dominate. Give me Slovenia minus 14 versus Germany.
I'm so glad you made that bet. I am so glad you made that bet.
Why?
That transitions right into my first best bet.
Okay.
You're going to be absolutely stunned.
Oh, God.
I am taking a points proposition.
Okay.
Luka Doncic. Under 29.5.
Wow, are you kidding me, Diz?
This is the first under I have ever taken on this podcast.
Oh my, I can't even right now. I can't handle this.
This is the first ever under I've taken on this podcast.
You're gonna take
Luka under 29.5. Luka under 29.5, and here's why. Okay, first of all, he's averaging 28 points per game in these Olympics.
Okay.
And Slovenia has dominated so far. That's not my only reasoning. Yesterday they played Spain, and he only scored 12 points in 34 minutes. Spain shut him down.
Yep.
My only thought as well, it's not my only, it's my third point, is if Slovenia dominates, if Luka dominates, he's going to get pulled. He's going to get pulled out of the game. I would be surprised if Slovenia dominated and he scores more than 29.5. So I'm actually with you. I think Slovenia wins big. But if they're up big, they're going to take him out of the game. So I'm thinking Luka under 29.5 for my first best bet. I'm probably going to throw up. I feel sick to my stomach already taking an under on this pod. I apologize to all my stans. I'm not changing my ways. Just a one-time bet. I'm trying to get some value. Luka under 29.5. That's my first best bet. My second best bet fits more of my theme. I'm taking a no-run second inning. Mets versus Marlins. It was the lowest run total. Got to get a dub on the best bets tonight. I'm confident in that under. I feel sick to my stomach. But nonetheless, something to watch tonight.
So that's absolutely wild. And So, to recap, number one, I'm taking an over, not an under. I'm also taking a home run, like a dinger prop, so more runs on the board. And you're taking an under and a no-run second inning. So basically, you're hoping for almost two unders at that point.
Here's what I – yeah, essentially. But I will never count a no-run second inning as an under. I will never count that. It's not – I'm not even rooting for no runs to – well, I am rooting for no runs to score. But
it's only one inning, right?
It's only one inning, and they've hit for me so many times. So I got to stick with it.
That's fair, but – this is wild. We're changing things up. I think this podcast is about to flip itself inside out. Like, we may have just entered into the Twilight Zone.
I don't know. I don't feel great about it.
But when that first under that you've ever bet hits, you'll be hooked and you'll be coming back to the well for more.
Sir, no, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
I almost got you.
You almost got me. I almost slipped up, but I caught myself.
Well, I told Diz this already, but the Hail Mary parlay of the day already lost. So with today, there was only 8 baseball games, and one of them started at 3 o'clock for whatever reason. And so I had to bet that one at 3 o'clock. And, of course, the Blue Jays couldn't score against Eli Morgan, who I said earlier in this podcast has given up a 3.16 home run per 9 innings. And they couldn't score a single run off him as one of the best offenses. It was rough, but I'll try to get a Hail Mary parlay of the day for everyone on Thursday. It kind of depends on how that baseball schedule ends up. But Diz, do you have anything you want to get off your chest before we wrap this up?
Yes, I do. It is a warning to all of my stands. It is a warning to anyone who's been taking my best bets. The Cincinnati Reds are hot, coming down to the wire. They got some bullpen guys. They're hitting like crazy. They are a very streaky team, but I want this to be known. The Reds are off tonight, but their next off night is August 23rd. So about 3 weeks of nonstop Reds baseball, and I am betting with my heart dramatically. I think the Reds are in a spot where they could have 90 wins and not make the playoffs. So I am sink or swim at this point. I'm all in on the Reds. I'm going to have so many best bets, whether it's props or NRSIs or overs or first 5 money lines. I am betting with my heart. So I just wanted to preface to all my stands. I appreciate all of you. I'm betting with my heart for the next 3 weeks. I'm going to have a Reds best bet probably every single episode of this show until that off day in August 23rd.
Well, there you go. I was wondering, and I couldn't find it on FanDuel. Maybe I can find it on DraftKings or something, but I wonder, you could probably get pretty good odds on the Reds to make the playoffs.
But it's going to be so tough. We're 7 behind the Brewers, who lead the Central. We're, I think, 5.5 behind the Padres, who are in the second wild card spot because the NL West is absolutely loaded.
Yep.
So it's not looking great. I'm telling you, we could have 90 wins and not make it, but I'm really curious of the value. Do you know what the value is?
No, like I said, I couldn't find it on FanDuel, so I'd have to look a little bit deeper. But I will tell you this. I read an article today from ESPN's Jeff Passan. He's kind of the baseball guru when it comes to ESPN. And he actually thinks there's a chance the Reds could make the playoffs, and here's why. The Padres didn't really make too many moves or enough moves in his eyes in the trade deadline. They did get that second baseman from the Pirates. But Tatis Jr. actually dislocated the same shoulder for the third time in like X number of months. And so if he needs surgery on that shoulder, he's out for the rest of the season. If I
did not know that.
If the Padres are without Tatis, they are a drastically different squad. The Reds are hot right now, and they don't have Castellanos.
True.
If Castellanos comes back and that Reds bullpen stays put and the Padres lose Tatis Jr. for the season, I think the Reds have a very good chance to make the playoffs. So Diz, do your homework before Thursday. Look around in various sports books and try to see if you can get a future on the Reds to make the playoffs.
Absolutely. Of course I will. That sounds amazing.
So
you're giving
welcome.
Me false hope, damn it. I don't want false hope. I'm a Reds fan.
I watched a full Reds game yesterday for like the first time probably since the last game we went to, which would have been like 2 years ago. They look damn good.
Yeah, top to bottom, we are there.
Max Schrock, he played because Votto got his
and
first.
He's not even going to play when Castellanos comes back.
He played for Votto yesterday. Votto had his first day off because in his seven-game home run streak, they didn't sit out Votto, but they finally gave him a day off after that streak. Schrock went 5-for-5 with a home run.
Yeah, and we have nowhere to put him when our whole team's healthy and Votto's not sitting out. It's kind of nuts.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, up and down that lineup, they can rake. And if you guys have a bullpen, I think you guys are in great shape.
That's the thing is I think we jumped from like the worst bullpen to like middle tier. I'm not saying we have a great bullpen. We're gonna blow games. Amir Garrett's still our closer for some fucking reason. Pardon my French. I have no idea why in the hell he would still be our closer. Man literally has an ERA of 7. That's insane to me. Sorry, I'm going on a rant. But our bullpen does not have to be the best in the league, and I think that's what I want. That's what I needed to realize. You know, I wasn't super pumped with our moves at the deadline right away because I was like, we're still not great. But Givens is balling, Sessa is balling, and Lorenzen back healthy. I think we go from like the 29th or 30th bullpen to like the 15th, and I think that's enough if we stay hot with the bats.
Yeah, I mean, I'd have to agree with you. But anyways, hopefully the ball's flying out of the ballpark tonight. You know, I got an over. I've got a dinger prop. Hopefully, you know, the Orioles stay the Orioles and the Yankees actually hit for once. But anyways, thank you all for listening, and we will see you all on Wednesday. Nope. That's not right. We will see you all on Thursday because we have a new schedule. So don't forget, we will see you on Thursday.
Patty Parlays.
Okay. Second time we're fake ended the show. What's up?
How am I going to know what to bet on Wednesday without a show?
Well, you can always check us out on Twitter or Instagram at SportsBetByDumb. We give out picks every single day. I like to pretend that they're winners, but I can't guarantee that. But it's fun to roll with us. We'll never charge you a dime for it. You know, so if you're missing us, you're missing our picks, check us out on our social media platforms.
Thanks, Patty Parlays.
Yeah, thanks, Diz, for that little shout out and that little tidbit. But thank you all for listening. We're actually ending the show this time, and we will see you all on Thursday.